So, you understand a little bit of English from Sri Lanka?
Little bit English.
Little bit? you can ask the Kubo Udo, you know, so to give you the essence of what I'm talking about. Yeah, I mean, we come here, you know, we keep the eight precepts, yeah, when we are here in the monastery. Yeah, we come here to practice, yeah? Practice solely. Yeah? I told the Thais, you know, I mean, this is the forest university, yeah? The forest university, everybody can practice on its own, yeah? We have very little things to do, yeah? In the morning, you know, we eat one meal, yeah? And then in the afternoon, we clean the monastery, and that's it, yeah? And the rest of us is, you know, practice. Yeah, we can practice 1 hour of walking meditation, 1 hour of sitting meditation, or we can practice, you know, 5 hours of walking meditation and nobody disturbs us. Yeah, or, you know, sit through the night, you know, from 6 o'clock in the evening to 6 o'clock in the morning, 12 hours, nobody disturbs you. Yeah, so there are no common sittings or common walking meditation practices, you know, it's up to everybody, yeah, to make the most of our practice. Because sometimes, you know, probably every one of us has sometimes been in a retreat, 1 hour sitting, 1 hour walking, 1 hour sitting, 1 hour walking, and just, you know, when you just start to get a little bit deep into samadhi, then they change, you know, the posture, and you get out of, you know, your practice. That's why here in this monastery, you know, or it's the same as the inheritance of Lumta Mahabodh's monastery, the Wat Papantat, you know, he also, you know, same thing, yeah. Forest monastery, yeah. Forest university, you know, everybody can sit and walk as long as he can, yeah. So, but, I mean, of course, you have to have self-discipline, yeah. I mean, we don't sleep, you know, we don't go to sleep, yeah. We have three postures, yeah. We have sitting, we have standing, and we have walking, yeah. And we exchange these postures from sitting to standing, or from sitting to walking, and from walking back to sitting, you know, whatever you prefer, yeah. Nobody forces you to walk, nobody forces you to sit, yeah. If you like walking, you know, then walk, you know, for 6 or 7 hours, yeah, and then see and get the mind calm. Walking meditation, it is much easier to get the mind calm, because the citta, yeah, that we try to control, yeah, the citta that controls the body, yeah, moves the body. Every move, you know, we make with our hands, with our feet, you know, with our head, you know, are coming from the citta, yeah. So if the citta walks, you know, and then the rest of the citta that is free, this we can control much easier with staying on our buddho, staying on our breath, yeah. So walking meditation helps, you know, helps a lot, yeah. There's another meditation that we can use, yeah. We can use listening to Dhamma talks, yeah. when we sit in meditation, we can listen to a Dhamma talk and listen just to the voice, yeah. And that is much easier for us, you know, when the mind is very fickle, you know, to control the mind, yeah. Just to listen to the voice, yeah. So there are many ways, you know, and we have to train, and we have to know. I mean, every beginning is tough, yeah. I mean, if you remember how we learned to walk, yeah. Go back in time, you know, when you learned to walk, you got up, you know, and you fell over, yeah. And then you got up again and fell over. But you didn't give up, because every one of you can walk, yeah? Huh? But we give up with meditation, oh, it doesn't work, yeah? Oh, my mind is so restless, you know, it doesn't work, yeah? I wait for a better time. Yeah? If you would have done that, you know, with learning to walk, you wouldn't be able to walk now, yeah? So, the same with learning to talk. I mean, meditation is really a physical skill, yeah? We need to concentrate the mind on one thing. We can use the mind, you know, concentrated on the Buddha or concentrated on the breath, whatever is more suitable to us. Or we can use, when the mind is really, really restless, we can use Buddha with breathing in and Do with breathing out, yeah? But whenever the mind goes out, that is where we need to put some emphasis, where we need to put some effort in it to bring it back. Not to let it be out, not to ask the question, why did it go out? Because it's the nature of the mind, we don't need to ask the question. Or where did it go? Because that just leads to another thinking. Yeah, yeah. We see thinking, then we say thinking and return back to the Buddha or return back to the breath. Yeah, or we see memory, yeah, don't... not being interested, obviously images not being interested, we just return back to the Buddha or to the breath, yeah? That is the training, yeah? And we do that, you know, I mean 24 hours a day, you know, as much as we can, yeah? Before I explain, you know, I mean the less you sleep, I mean that easier is to get the next day, you know, into your old practice, yeah? The longer you sleep, you know, I mean you sleep, you know, you have a deep sleep of about 1.5 hours or 2 hours, you know, and the rest is dreaming, yeah? And this dreaming, you know, upsets us, you know, upsets the mind. And when we wake up, you know, I mean, we are too lazy, you know, to get up, you know, and practice, you know. And when we practice, you know, we have to get all these dreams out of our system again, yeah? So, I mean, it is much easier. I mean, in the beginning, of course, you will not be able to sleep only for 2 hours, but 4 hours is okay, yeah? If you practice the whole day, yeah? If you practice samadhi the whole day, and that is the beginning, yeah? We start with the beginning, you know, of samadhi, yeah? And training sati, the clear awareness of what is going on in our heart, yeah? So, this clear awareness knows when a thought comes in, when a feeling comes in, or when a memory comes in. This is the awareness that we need to concentrate on. Yeah, sati. Yeah? It's called sati. And when we have sati, we don't have any thoughts, or we don't have any memories. Yeah? I mean, but the sati knows, you know, the knowingness knows, you know, if there's a feeling coming up, the knowingness knows if there's a thought coming up. And if you stick at this point, you know, I mean, we are not interested, you know, I mean, just see the thought passing by and see the memory passing by, and we don't take any interest in it. That just makes our practice much easier. But in the beginning, we have to fight, because, I mean, the kilesas have only one task, to pull us out. That is their nature, yeah? I mean, we have developed this nature, yeah? Going out, yeah? And especially nowadays, you know, the citta is going out so fast, you know, that we can't even catch it, yeah? Because we have this nice toy that is called a smartphone, yeah? And then when you see people handling the smartphones, you know, I mean, you can't even imagine that they can be staying on the same object for more than 2 or 3 seconds, yeah? And that's why it's so tough, you know, especially for the young generation who was brought up, you know, with the smartphones, you know, to easily concentrate. But that's why we're here. Yeah? The way out, or the way to Nibbana, is seeing samadhi panya, is sila, samadhi and panya and wisdom. Yeah? And this is the one that we are practicing here. So the 8 precepts we keep, yeah, we don't worry about them, we just keep them, yeah. Don't we are not in clinch with the 8 precepts, we just keep them and that's it, yeah? And then the next thing is to train samadhi, you know, by using the Buddha or by using the breath or both, yeah? In the 3 positions that I talked about, yeah? Standing, sitting or or walking, yeah? And with walking, you know, I mean, don't think about, you know, I'm going to sit for 1 hour, 2 hours, just sit, yeah? And if it is less than 1 hour, then force it, yeah? If it is more than 1 hour, you know, it's okay. Walking, you just take this one path I want to be with my Buddha. When you turn around, just the question, was I with my Buddha? No. Okay, this one path, and then you turn around, this one path I'm with my Buddha or with the breath, yeah? And then you check it every time. And that actually gets you, when you do that honestly, yeah? It gets you very, very fast, you know, into samadhi. Yeah? Because, I mean, you check. Yeah? When you sit, you know, I mean, the mind can go out, you know, for half an hour before you even catch it. Yeah. But when you walk, you know, at every end time, you check, you know, if you're with the Buddha, and then determine again, just this one path, be 20 meters or 30 meters, I will be with the Buddha or with the breath. I mean, then concentration starts to get much, much easier.
Yeah.
And walking is already easier to maintain your concentration than sitting. In sitting, the mind often goes off, or it goes sleepy, you know, gets tired, you know, and it nods off, you know, and we don't know, you know, what happened, yeah. But some people, you know, like sitting, yeah. I mean, I myself like sitting, yeah, and, yeah. But, you know, when my mind was very restless, and I did a lot of walking meditation, walked for 3 or 4 hours until, you know, the mind reached samadhi, yeah. And samadhi is the ability, you know, to have no thoughts and no memories coming up, yeah. There are still feelings around, you know, but there are no thoughts and memories, yeah. So when there are no thoughts and memories, there is no future, there is no past, yeah. And we are free, yeah. We are not lonely, we are not afraid, we are just happy, yeah. And that's what people look, you know, for all our life, we look for some sort of happiness. But we look for the happiness in the wrong places, yeah? The happiness arises in our heart, yeah? But also the sadness arises in our heart. All the feelings arises, all the thoughts, you know, arise in our heart, yeah? And that's where we actually have to look, yeah? For it, you know, and train ourselves, you know, to see, yeah? What is the cause, yeah? And when we see the cause, you know, uproot it, yeah? And then it doesn't come up, yeah? But most of the time we just give in, yeah? Into our thoughts, into our memories, yeah. Oh yeah, that would be nice, or next year I'm doing, yeah. I mean, we don't even know if we are going to live next year, yeah. I mean, we can die any moment, yeah. We don't know what is going to happen. This one moment where we are present, you know, that is the moment where we can make decisions. Mm? And when you look at your life, you know, all the dreams that you had, all your fantasies you had, you know, what you're going to do, yeah? Did they ever come true? Yeah? Huh? Most of them never came true, yeah? And you worked so hard for it, you know, and it still didn't work out, yeah? So, forget about it, you know, stay in the present moment, because in the present moment, that is the only moment where we can make decisions. We can decide to go this way, we can decide to go the other way, yeah? what is going to happen in the future if we still have this decision open, we don't know, yeah? Sometimes, you know, we want to do something next year and then, you know, the opportunity never presents itself again. But now, at that moment, you know, the opportunity is there. Then we can catch it, you know, and take hold of it. But if we don't have sati, we don't see even the opportunity. If we are having a plan, you know, I mean, we are just tunnel viewed, yeah? We don't see the other opportunities that present themselves, yeah, to us, yeah? It's just like, you know, people, watch, you know, probably all over the world, people walking through the streets looking at their phones, they don't have any opportunity to see what is happening around them, yeah? So they don't have any choices, yeah? And that is with us, you know, if we have a plan, you know, we are tunnel viewed, we want this, you know, yeah, even when we go shopping, you know, we just go to the shop, you know, and not seeing what kind of opportunities, you know, I mean, present themselves, yeah, and maybe a nice opportunity, or maybe an opportunity that we should avoid, you know, present itself, and we can avoid it, otherwise we might run into something, yeah, dangerous, yeah. So, I mean, this sati, this knowing, this being in the present moment is very important for us, yeah? And we have to learn that, and we can learn that with the training of samadhi, being, you know, being not in our thoughts, yeah? Our thoughts are just a, what is it, an illusion of a reality that doesn't exist, yeah? It's thoughts, yeah? Or memories, you know, I mean, most of the memories that we have are completely rotten, you know, are completely incomplete, yeah? The missing out part, yeah? I mean, I was testing that out for myself, you know, I had a bad memory and I said, okay, let's go back in this memory and look, yeah? And then I saw around this bad memory there were lots of good memories. So, I mean, thinking, you know, putting this, you know, this is bad, this is good, or, you know, I mean, putting labels on it, you know, makes us not seeing the reality. And lets us not make us, we are not able to see the opportunities that arise at every moment. Yeah? Now, sometimes there are good opportunities and we should just take them, take hold of them, and see. Yeah? And then, you know, I mean, it, nothing is for life, you know? I mean, yeah? It's all anicca, you know? It changes, yeah? And yeah? For us, you know, for us, we ordain as monks, and some people decide after 10 years, ah, okay, let's go back, yeah? Let's go back to the lay life, yeah? Huh? Or just ordain for a year or 2 years, yeah? I mean, that is completely okay, yeah? Because we don't know what is going to happen, yeah? So be in the moment, make the decisions, and learn how to be in the moment samadhi. Yeah? That is the training of samadhi. Yeah? Until there is no more thoughts and no more memories coming up, that is called samadhi. Yeah? Upachara samadhi or access samadhi. Yeah? Then we go on, and then we stay with the Buddha, or we stay with the breath, yeah? Until the breath not disappears, but stops. And that, of course, is a big fright, because we think, you know, when the breath stops that we die. No. Then we revert to the knowingness that knows that the breath has stopped, yeah? And then we go into Apana Samadhi, yeah? And Apana Samadhi is nothing else than the preview of Nibbana, because the whole universe, yeah, ceases to exist. And that is the first wonder of meditation that we can experience, yeah? The wonder of meditation, yeah, where everything disappeared. Yeah? I mean, when we come close to the point, you know, where we can dive into Apana Samadhi, it doesn't present itself all the time. Yeah? When we dive into Samadhi, yeah, into Apana Samadhi, I mean, the body becomes, you know, I mean, our hands, we are not aware of our hands anymore, we are not aware of our legs anymore, and then in the end, we are only aware of the place where the citta is, yeah? And then we dive into the citta, and then everything is gone. Yeah? There's nothing left, yeah? There's just the pure knowingness left, yeah? And the pure knowingness that doesn't know object, yeah? That's why it's also called one-pointedness, yeah? When subject and object merge into one point, we cannot say anything anymore about it, yeah? I mean, our whole language and the way I have to teach you is the language of duality. Yeah, there's a subject and there's an object. Yeah, so in the beginning, the subject, yeah, the subject, you know, the citta, observes the breath or observes the Buddha, knows that there are thoughts coming up, knows that there are memories are coming up. Yeah, but the subject and the object are two different things. When these two both merge, we cannot say anything anymore, because the whole universe ceases to exist. Yeah? And then we can see, you know, the whole universe is just an illusion, yeah? Made out of the five khandhas, yeah? Of consciousness, yeah? Of thoughts, of memories, yeah? Of associations, yeah? Of feelings, you know, and of this body. So anybody who is intent, you know, can experience it, yeah? But it takes some time, yeah? It takes some practice, yeah? But upachara samadhi, you know, where thoughts and memories cease to exist, yeah, or stop, yeah. I mean, that is enough for us, you know, then to go into the third phase of investigation. And what do we investigate? We investigate the five khandhas. Yeah? And what is the first khandha we investigate? The khandha that we are, that we think we are, this body. Yeah? We need to separate ourselves from the body. We need to see the body and the citta, yeah, are two different things, yeah? And that is a very difficult thing, yeah, because all our life we live for this body, yeah, we work for this body, yeah, we are born for this body, and we will die, yeah, because of this body. We get sick because of this body, but we cannot think of anything else, yeah. We cannot think that we are not this body. Or we cannot imagine that we are not this body. It is just like, yeah, it's a nice example, and I always bring it up. It's like we are born in a car, yeah, and we die in the car, and we have never gotten out of the car. Of course, we believe we are the car, yeah, and we can move it, yeah, I mean, it has forward, backward, you know, and we can, you know, we can turn right and we can turn left, you know, and all the nice, you know, things now in a car, you know, I mean, entertainment functions, yeah, all in the car. I mean, so what is the use of going out of the car, yeah? But once a car breaks down and cannot be repaired, you know, then, yeah, then the driver gets out of the car, you know, and looks for a new car, yeah? And that's what normally happens in the world, yeah? A passionate car driver, you know, I mean, he looks for a new car, you know, once his car is broken down, yeah, and cannot be repaired. And that's the same with us. Once our body dies, you know, our citta automatically looks for a new body, yeah. And depending on our karma, you know, we can get, can get, you know, a body of this kind or a body of that kind, yeah. I mean, there are 31 realms of existence where we can be reborn, yeah. Or where the citta can go. Yeah. And so Lungta Mahabodh said, you know, and the citta is the everlasting tourist, yeah? I mean, we have been in every realm, probably in every realm, you know, that we can imagine, yeah? Most of the time we have spent in hell, you know, but also sometimes we have spent in the ghost realms, you know, but, you know, also considerable time, you know, in the human realms, yeah? And maybe sometimes, you know, in the deva realms, in the heavenly realms, yeah. But, you know, I mean, nothing is lasting in this universe, yeah. I mean, everything changes. You're born, you know, into the deva realm, and then we die, and then we go to the hell realm, and then we die there, you know, and then we go to the ghost realm, and then, you know, we die there, and then we come back as human beings, you know, to make enough good and bad karma to go up and down again, yeah. So it is a roller coaster, yeah? Huh? Have you ever ridden a roller coaster? Up, up, up. It's so slow to go up, you know? Huh? Huh? But you know, when it goes down to hell, you know, we are so happy. It goes so fast. But we are frightened at the same time. So, life is like a roller coaster. Up and down, up and down, up and down, and up and down. And for us, it is, you know, for us, the thing, you know, why we come to this practice is to find the way out where we can stop, you know, when the roller coaster is down at the lowest point, where we can get out, yeah? So to find for us is to find the door, yeah? The door out of, yeah, or sometimes I call it, you know, the hamster wheel, yeah? I mean, have you ever seen a hamster in a hamster wheel? It runs and runs and runs and not going anywhere. Next time you go to the to a pet shop, you know, look at the hamster in the hamster wheel. That's us, yeah? Running, 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 yeah? Constantly moving this wheel, yeah? Yeah? That's us, yeah? But there's a door. We can open it and we get out, you know, and then there's no wheel anymore. Yeah? That's what they call that, the wheel of birth and death, yeah? I mean, the never-ending circle of birth and death. Hamster wheel. Nice. So, and for us, you know, so investigating the body, yeah? Seeing that the body is not us, yeah? Getting out of the body and looking at the body, huh? What is? Looks like me, huh? Yeah? But it's not me. Yeah? And for that, you know, I mean, there are many, many ways we can do it, you know? I mean, we can cut off all the body parts and put it in front of us and look, you know? Huh? Who is looking at the body part? Yeah? When we put our head there, you know, we still see the head there. Yeah. So yeah, the eyes are in the head, you know. Huh? Or even the brain, you know, that tells us what this is there. Yeah. The citta is completely, yeah. The citta is completely separated from these things. Yeah. It's just like, you know, we use a computer, yeah? I mean, we put all the things that we like into this computer, our games, you know, our software, our things, yeah? In the beginning, the computer is empty, it doesn't have anything, yeah? So we put an operating system, then we load our programs, then we load our games, yeah? And we forget that we are the ones, you know, who loaded it, yeah? And that's the same thing when we are born, we load everything into our brain, yeah? And then forget about it, and then we think we are the brain. Yeah? No, we are not the brain. The citta, before the brain moves, the citta has to move. Yeah? Because without the citta, you know, the brain doesn't move. Yeah? And this is something that we have to get clear through investigation. Yeah? So put all the body parts out until no body part sits here on the seat, you know, and then look at it, you know, and then ask, what is the body? Yeah? And if you do it, you know, if you do it really, if you really see all these things, yeah, I mean, there might be actually a separation coming up where the chitta is, yeah, where the chitta knows that these are body parts. Yeah? And this separation is very important, yeah. I mean, it is the third fetter, you know, or sometimes, you know, entirely the second fetter, yeah, the identification with the body, yeah. So to think that we are the body. The first fetter is the fetter of doubt. The second fetter is the fetter of, you know, not keeping the precepts, yeah, constantly fiddling, you know, one day we keep it, and the other day we don't keep it. And the third fetter is the identification, believing that we are the body, yeah. And so this, through this exercise, or this is one of the exercises, yeah. I mean, the Lord Buddha, you know, I mean, he gave the exercise, you know, when you have a cart at the time, you know, there were carts, you know, and you put it, you know, into its bits and pieces, you know, where is the cart? There's no cart. Yeah. There are nuts, bolts, planks, and so on, but there's no cart, yeah. And when you put it together, there's a cart. And it's the same thing with the body, yeah. You know, we put out all the bits and pieces of the body, and where's the body? There's no body, yeah. But then we put it together, and then there's body, and then when we put it together, then there's I. Ah, that's interesting. Yeah? So put it out again, you know, and then there's no I, yeah. There's no me, mine, yeah. And there's just body parts, yeah. So this, you know, to cut this identification with the body is important, yeah. And if you have cut the three fetters down to almost zero, you know, I mean, then we can, yeah. When we go into deep samadhi, we can enter actually, yeah, we can actually enter sotapanna, yeah, and stream entry, and that, you know, I mean, that is at least a relief, yeah. That means, you know, seven more lifetimes at most, yeah. And we can do it in this life, or we can choose, you know, to live seven more lives. What is a nuisance? For some people, it might be not, yeah. That is the first stage of enlightenment, yeah. The first stage to get out. And with this, you know, I also end the talk, yeah. I mean, if you have any questions, please ask them now. Yeah.
I have a question about, we do an elimination of the body.
Yeah.
But there is, do we do also an investigation of, like, sanya memories or vedana?
No. Not yet. When I say we do the body investigation, the first investigation we do is to separate the chitta from the body. Yeah, that can lead us to sotapanna, to stream entry. The second stage is looking inside the body, seeing the loathsomeness of the body. Yeah? With the body, of course, comes bodily feelings. Yeah. So bodily feelings we can investigate together with the body, yeah? That is clear, yeah? Feelings have two aspects, the bodily feelings, the mental feeling. We don't investigate mental feeling, yeah? We investigate body, and then we see the loathsomeness of the body. I mean, the moment we take off the skin, you know, I mean, nobody, you don't want to hug your wife, yeah? Yeah? Neil, yeah, he doesn't want to hug his wife when she doesn't have any skin on it, and especially no hairs, nothing, you know. I mean, you don't want to kiss it anymore, you know, and you don't want to even close, you don't want to touch it, yeah. So, I mean, this skin is a deceiver. Yeah? You see, this paper thin, yeah, this paper thin, tissue thin skin is a deceiver that deceives us, you know, this is a male, this is a female, this is beauty and this is not beauty, yeah. Because underneath the skin, it's all everywhere the same, yeah. No matter if you look at an old person or a young person, you know, if you look at a female or male, yeah. I mean, it's the same thing, yeah. It's flesh, you know, yeah? Blood, poos, and so on, all these things, yeah. That is asupa. And why is it so important? Yeah? we know there is greed, hatred, delusion, and avijja. Yeah? Avijja is the mastermind, yeah? Yeah? And he controls greed, hatred, and delusion. And greed and hatred are rooted within the body. The moment the body investigation is over, there is no more greed and there is no more hatred. And then we can dive into delusion that is much more difficult, yeah, than to investigate the body. Because delusion is the intertwining of thoughts and memories. You cannot even separate them out. They're so quick. Yeah? They instantly form an opinion. This opinion is not a memory, it's not a thought, it's a combination of thoughts and memories. Yeah? Yeah? I mean, you have to have Mahasati and Mahapanya, and to be able to get down on delusion, yeah, to get down, you know, to see the intertwining of thoughts and memories, yeah. So I mean, first you do the rough course, yeah, and the body investigation ends with anagami, yeah. You're a non-returner, yeah. So you don't even have to worry about anything anymore, yeah. You don't come back into this world, yeah. So I mean, body investigation is, yeah. I mean, Lungta Mahabho was mostly, you know, in all, most of his talks, he was talking about body investigation, body investigation, body investigation. Yeah. So keep at that. Yeah.
So if sometimes the memory are strong,
yeah.
And the samadhi is more difficult to have, it's better to work on body investigation in this case?
Yes. Yeah. Then just, you know, just like I said in the beginning, beginning we might need, we can use some thought. Ah, sorry, I explained it in Thai. I explained it in Thai, you know, how to do the body investigation. Investigation, yeah? I mean, there's a wrong concept in the West that investigation is thinking about this and thinking about that. That's not investigation. Investigation is asking questions. What is the body? Yeah. Or how does the body look when we take off the skin? How does, you know, how does the liver look? How does the kidney look when I slice the kidney apart? You know, how does it look inside? What is the internal component? How does it differ when I slice the heart apart? Yeah. And then we see it's the same. Yeah. That let this be known, or let this be sinking into your heart. Yeah. Investigation is asking questions. And the citta gives us the answer. But within the citta are also the kilesas. So in the beginning it gives us a lot of wrong answers, and we have to dig that up, yeah? To get down, you know, until the citta gives us the truth. Gives us the image of it, you know, so we can see it. Huh? And once the citta sees it, you know, it understands it. Yeah? It's just like, you know, when I say, you know, a little child, you know, who has his hand on the fire, you know, and constantly looking the other way, you know. I mean, the moment it turns, you know, its view onto the hand, you know, then it sees that it's not the shadows that it sees outside that is burning itself, but it is the hand that is on fire. And then you don't have to tell the child, you know, to pull the hand. Yeah, it's automatic, yeah. And that is the same. The moment the citta sees the truth, it lets go of it, yeah. It's not interested because it sees it's burning itself, yeah? And once it sees it's burning itself, it instantly lets go. And that is the quality of the citta. We cannot let go. The mind can let go, cannot let go. Yeah? What we can do is not to delve into, yeah? Not to follow our thoughts, not to follow, yeah? This we can control, but we cannot control to let go, yeah? It's also very often a wrong concept, you know, taught in the West. Oh, just let go, yeah? I mean, that was the reason why I came here. I said, I can't let go, yeah? You teach me and let go, you know, and yes, but it comes gently, it comes up again, you know? So it's not letting go, yeah? And then I came to see Lungta Mahabho, and then he said, no, yeah, some people say, you let go, yeah? Tell an aunt that is on the roof, let go, you know, and then he falls to the floor, yeah? But it doesn't know this command. It knows the command, you know, putting one foot, you know, in front of the other. Yeah? Or 8 foot, you know, how many foot, you know, aunt has, yeah? And then it can climb down, yeah? And then it is on the floor, yeah? So once the citta sees the truth, it lets go automatically, yeah? And we cannot control it. We cannot tell it to let go, yeah? We cannot dive into it, you know, I mean, we can say, no, I don't want to do it, you know, and then we don't want to do it, you know, and sometimes we want to do it, but we can train ourselves not to do it, yeah? But it's not the same as letting go, yeah? Letting go of the citta. Okay?
Is that body investigation, this reversion we will have toward the body, it's working also to other world things, like.
Of course.
So it's a mirror of the world.
Yeah, but I mean, grief. I mean, whatever you want in the world is connected to this body. Yeah? When you see some food, you know it's connected to this body. When you hear some music, you know it's connected to this body. It's all connected to this body. Yeah? To the functionality of the body with the six senses. Yeah? Yeah? If you don't have any senses, you wouldn't carry these 80 kilograms of flesh around with you. Yeah? But through the senses, you know, we have the feeling we live, you know. So whatever we want in the world, you know, is connected to this body. Once we investigate the body and see that there's nothing to it, yeah, I mean, then we also let go of the worldly things, yeah. But in the beginning, I also told the Thais, in the beginning, when our samadhi is not so strong, we can use thoughts and memories, you know, to remember how was it, you know, go back in time, you know, when I learned how to walk or when I was in school, you know, to remember these times. And also, you know, with the memory also comes feelings up, you know, to see these, yeah, and to go through the stages of, you know, being born, you know, the learning to walk, learning to talk, going to school, you know, and then, yeah, getting... getting a job, you know, working, you know, getting a wife, you know, or getting a husband, you know, and see, go through all these steps, and then we go, you know, to our parents or to grandparents when they die. Then we can use this thought in the beginning. But investigation in itself, the real investigation, is asking the right questions, yeah, and getting the answers from the citta. Okay? Any more questions? Yeah? You just stand still, you know, and you don't move, you know. I mean, you close your eyes, yeah. When walking, you cannot close your eyes. that's not very helpful. So it's very similar to sitting position, but you stand, yeah. When I was a young lad, you know, I went to Greece, you know, and I visited these Orthodox monasteries, yeah. And, you know, overnight I stayed with one of these monasteries, and these monks were standing for 6 hours and chanting, yeah? I mean, I was amazed, you know. I mean, how can they do that, yeah? I mean, after 1 hour, you know, oh no, that's nothing for me, yeah? So, I mean, for some people, you know, standing is a very, very valued option, yeah? I think it was Lumpur Chop, yeah? I mean, Lumpur Chop, you know, I like to travel, you know, and then in the night, you know, he wanted to go to another village, but there was a tiger-infested forest between this village and that village, and the villager said, you know, if you go through, you know, the tigers will eat you, yeah? He didn't listen, yeah? He wanted to go there, yeah? So, I mean, so he came, you know, and then it was getting dark, and then he saw a tiger in front crouching to jump on him, and then he looked behind, and you know, there was another tiger trying to jump on him, and then he just said putu 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 putu, and then he was gone. And the next time he woke up, you know, was when it already was dawn and the tigers were gone. And then he went out, you know, to the village, and the villagers, huh? How did you do that? Yeah. So you can even go, you know, I'm. The sitting position and the standing position, you can even go into Apana Samadhi where the whole world disappears. Yeah. And then, of course, you know, when you're completely still, the tigers will not attack you. So that was... Okay? Okay, yeah, now, fight, yeah. We're just like boxers in the ring, you know, and we... fight, you know, against the champion, you know, and each time the champion knocks us out, you know, and once we wake up, you know, we go back into the ring, fighting, yeah. put, oh, breath, yeah. Oh, investigation, okay? Then we close the session, yeah? So you tell them the essence, yeah? Don't be interested in music, yeah.